the climate you are in is asking you to walk a straight line in a windstorm, something, as you all know, you cannot do. So we want to begin with the very important thing you need to remember with yourself, and that is being upset, not being able to hold that straight line, does not mean that you have made a mistake. It means that you are operating your life in a windstorm, and that is what it means. The windstorm itself is simply a thing that happens. And many of the things in your life now are simply things that have been brought to the surface by the unholy alliances that have been made in your government. And you did not create them, and importantly here, you do not deserve them. This is not connected to you, even though you are the one who has been impacted. And where this happens in life, we are going to send you additional support. You may find it in ways that you were not expecting it, but we are nonetheless sending it to you. And we want you to the best of your ability, to breathe and know that what is happening now is already passing, even though you cannot exactly see how it is going to go. That is one of the things about a cycle. And that is that when the cycle is evil, the cycle is also moving out. It is not intended to stay. There's going to be much for all of you to do when this cycle ends, and there are things to clean up. But we are sending you information, we are sending you options, we are sending you protection. So be sure that you are aware of it when you happen onto it. The fortunate thing happens. The piece of information that you need comes clear for you. The thing that this is forcing, which we all understand is challenging, is that the return to the old ways of comfort or feeling better, they are not working now, because the energy that is going on is so blown apart and that sometimes we find not only challenging, but sometimes we find it frightening. I used to go and do this, but this does not work in this time. And once again, we are going to use a strange picture here for you. But let us say there was a time when you comforted yourself by being a ballerina, that kind of dance is what you did for your comfort. But there is a gale force wind blowing. That is not going to bring you comfort, because you're going to have a hard time standing up. And that is the kind of energy that we're seeing now. So do not take this personally. And what you feel, we must have some embrace of the way you feel, because you have every reason to feel it. It does not mean that you are not spiritual enough. It does not mean that you have not done enough work. Nothing like that. It means that there is a gale force wind blowing, and you all feel it. And we want you to remember to, as much as you can, step up above that wind that is blowing, and step into your own creative space and say, I don't know what is going on. I know that there are other forces at work, so I'm going to build my house. I'm going to do a simple thing to make my life the way I want it to be. And I'm going to build a structure, an emotional, spiritual structure within myself that will see me through this time. And I'm going to meditate and open into the energy that will help me do it. Now, once again, what we are saying here is it does not mean you do not feel what you feel. Of course you do. But if you focus on what you want to build and you take the one step, pick up the one piece of wood that you need to build the framework of the house you are building, you are doing the wise thing. The nature of emotions is that when they are not attached to a fearful belief, they move through. That is how emotions are, any emotions. And that particular thing is important to know now. Do we all have fears? Of course we do. You are on planet Earth. It is a school. It is as much fear as you had in school coming up. You will have that. But if you do not take that fear and attach it particularly to a future fear, if you refuse to do that but just say, I am loved, I am connected, I am taking my steps, I'm building my house, and I will be fine. Then when you do that, you are separating from that fear level. When your emotion goes to the fear level, then that makes the emotion stay. And it often makes the emotion get worse than it was to begin with. So we want to be, even though that thought might come, try not to put those two things together. We do not wish to help the current level of energy that is rolling around. It does not need help. It is bad enough. We do not need to make it worse. And that means that you have another choice here. You can, when you find another feeling, you can connect that to a belief, because then that feeling will stay a little longer, and that is a good thing. When you all know about gratitude, and you all understand about it, but the gratitude has a power, because if I am fearful about the way I feel, and I connect that to my gratitude that I am standing and walking and moving in the world, then I am connecting two things that belong together. And that will allow me to continue a little longer the good feeling. The gratitude is a great link for all of this. So we do want to remember this. There is philosophically not a lot we can direct you to in this moment. We will be able to manage things better when the coming crash has happened. And so in the meantime, you're going to see dissolution. And try to do know about it, but try your best to keep your energy above it. Create anything that you want to create. You will be able to pull yourself up then. And up is where you need to be. Here we are. Once again, we understand this is challenging because support is already coming to you, but you do not always see it right away. And when you are not seeing the support, and when you are not living in the gratitude, then the things that are going on in the world, it is as though they have a hold on your foot and they pull you into a place where you do not want to be. So we want you to be in charge of your feet so that they do not walk through the slimy things that are happening now. And again, when we say create anything, we mean that quite literally. If you are a baker, bake. If you are a seamstress, sew. If you are an artist, paint. If you are a writer, write. And for many of you, because you are gifted in this area, we highly recommend writing. Now, you can write for two things. You can write for the way you are feeling. You can write the things that you want to move out of your body. And writing is very good for that. This has frightened me today. I have been worrying about where this goes. Write it out of your body, because you do not need to carry this in your body. It is not good for you. And then there's another way to write, and that is writing in your dream state. The dream state is one of the most powerful things that you have. The ability to allow yourself not just to react to what is going on, but to allow yourself the expansiveness to dream, to allow yourself to do that and to write it down. It's a powerful thing to do, and we highly recommend it for all of you. But when you are in your dream state, it must have expansion in it. So it cannot be, my dream is that I do not lose money. Those two do not go together. You can put the worry about that on the other side, the side you want to move out of your body. And we are giving you the most powerful and the simplest guidelines we can give you for this time. It is so natural to want to change the things that are frightening. And so very often your thoughts go to problem solving with something you cannot control. And that is not good for you. So we want your dream state to be in a place where you love to create, where you want something better, but not to fight off fear. That is what you need out of your body. We know you have all noticed this. When you are in a place where there is room for you to love yourself as you are, in whatever place you might be, then everything lightens. And your walk becomes easier. It is an excellent thing. And we want you to be aware of your own power to choose the things that you can create, whatever they are. It sets you on that wider path of being able to create more. But if you are trying to use your creative side to take care of a fear-based thing, that is not going to be good for you. We also would like you to be aware of all the things now that are fluid. This is an excellent time for anything with water, an excellent time with movement that is fluid, that kind of movement that sets your body free. It is an excellent time for choosing where you take your mind, whether it is to a book that has that kind of fluidity in it, or whether you are choosing something other than social media, we must say, but whether you are choosing a movie or a series or something where that fluidity, where you can feel that, because feeling that fluidity is a great power. When you are able to feel it, then you are not carrying all of the fear-based information on your back or in your body. This is something to remember, because it is not healthy. To carry all of that in your body is not a healthy thing. And our bodies now are a challenge too. We all have things where we're worried about this, it should be this, it shouldn't be that, but you are in cycles. You're in a cycle of change. So you will all be feeling that change in one way or the other. We just don't want you to get locked into the worry about it, because that is not helpful. We understand the thoughts, but it is not helpful, particularly If you take that worry and attach it to a fear-based belief, you lock it into your body and you can make yourself sick. We would really prefer that you do not do that. So remember, please, these guidelines. And remember, too, your own essence. You are created as a spiritual being. You are spirit, and it is your spirit that you want to care for. And when we are together and when we are opening to that part of ourselves, we are strengthening that ability to move up. And that is the ability that we want to take with us through the day. We do understand we are not asking an easy thing of you, but we are talking to you about the thing that will get you through this time. And there will be a time when we meet again, when we see how this is all reshaping and becoming something better. But we must recognize the windstorm when we are in it. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel yourself picked up out of the things that are going in the world, out of the things that are your fears. Feel yourself being raised above those things. And find that you are in a peaceful meadow. And the meadow is green and full of healing. And the wind that blows here is gentle and kind. And as you breathe in, you are breathing in kindness. And you're exhaling anything harsh. Become aware that the universe has sent a protective energy to surround you, to keep you above all the things that you may be fearing, all the things that you may be seeing that do not have to do with your spirit and your growth and your life and your happiness. You have been moved above all of that now, to a place where you can breathe, a place where you know that you are safe, a place where you are allowing the universe to work out the patterns that you cannot work out at this time, because they are not yet yours to take over. And feel the energy of the universe with you in this place that is above. Feel a rain come down and wash away the world and wash away worry and wash away anything that does not make your spirit come alive. Now bring that lightness into your heart center and feel the beauty of all that you've learned, all that you've done, all that you love, and feel your heart light up. And drink from the water in your heart to refresh your spirit, and let your spirit shake off anything that might have clung to it, that would keep you from moving upward. Now see that a path is illuminated in your heart and you're drawn to it. And you step onto the path and let go of the world. And feel this path that loves you, takes you, and moves you upward lightly, lovingly. And that the air is full of blessings, all the things that are good for you in this moment, in this time. And feel the path move you lightly upward. Until you come to the place of ease. Feel the energy of ease all around you. And at this time, draw out the hardness that you may have been, that may have been in your body or your mind, and send it out over a cliff. All that is hard. All that is hard. And let the energy of ease come into your heart and walk with you. And feel the path begin to take you forward again. Move you up to a lighter, higher place. And you come to a place of knowing without trying. And you make a space for the universe to send you knowing without trying, and feel how powerful and light that is. And now you are walking with ease and knowing. And feel yourself move upward again until you come to the place of the gift. Rest your mind. Allow the gift. And know that your teacher is here with you, smiling at you, understanding all that you have been going through, and loving you, and walking with you, and protecting you. Receive the teacher's gift. The teacher's gift. teacher's blessing. And with every step you take now, you become lighter and stronger. Thank the teacher for coming to be here with you and for walking with you. And as you come back down the path, feel the blessings in the air around you. So many. And they fall into your hands and into your thoughts and into your heart. And come back down the path and into your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, breathe into the center until you've balanced and grounded. When you've grounded, open your eyes.